Today's daf is Vachim daf Kuf Dalet. And we are at the Mishnah, 13 lines from the bottom, of daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis Kol HaKotchim. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema, Fachav Miriam Basmalka Freda, and Shloima Ben Chayaleah. So the topic of the first part of today's daf, we'll get to the topic of the second part of today's daf later, but al rishon rishon val achron achron, the former part of the daf is going to discuss the idea that when a korban was brought, one of the benefits that the kohanim got from the korban was the ur. They got the skin. They got the hide of the animal. Now, in order for the kohanim to be able to have hana from the ur of a korban, the korban required a proper zrika. So we know that the ikar avoida of a korban was the zrika. We also know that the zrika wore many hats. The zrika was the meratza. The zrika also was the matar. What was a matar? It was matar basar, bachila. It was matar emurim lehaktara. It was also matar the or lekayhanim. So the kohanim were entitled to the ur, but like the rest of the korban, it's off limits unless certain avodas were done. In the case of the ur, it's like the basar, it's like the emurim, it required a proper zrika. If there was a proper zrika, now the kohanim are allowed to have hana from the ur. If not, they would not be allowed to have hana from the ur. In fact, the ur of the korban before zrika was subject to the laws of me'ilah, like every korban is subject to. But the point is, ur goes to the kohanim, it only goes to the kohanim in the event that there was a proper zrika. Our Mishnah, and really the first half of today's daf, is going to discuss what would be if a korban was brought and the basar of the korban became tamei, or the basar of the korban became pasul. Right now, the basar of the korban can't be eaten. The basar of the korban can't be put on the mizbeach. Does that impact the ur, or does that not impact the ur? And again, in the event that the korban became pasul in a way where you couldn't do a proper zrika, of course it impacts the ur. Because if you don't have a proper zrika, the ur is never becoming mutter. The question is where there was a proper zrika, or there could be a proper zrika, but the basar of the korban right now is pasul. Does that in and of itself say that, oh, if the basar of the korban is pasul, memela the ur is going to be pasul, or the ur at the very least will be off limits to the kehanim or not? That is what our Mishnah is going to address, and really that is the topic of the very first part of today's daf. So on that note, Zok the Hilige Mishnah, kol ha-kotchim she'irum behem psul, all kotchim that became pasul koydim lev sheitan, before the hefsheit was done to the carbon, meaning before the kehanim skinned the ur off the actual carbon, in oyresein lekehanim, the halacha is that now that the kachim is pasul, being that you didn't do the hefshet yet, the ur itself is going to be pasul, the kehanim are not going to be zoicha in the ur. To be clear, even if there was a proper zrika that was done later, it doesn't matter. The fact that the basar, the kachim itself, became pasul before the hefshet, that in and of itself is a reason that the ur shouldn't belong to the kehanim. If, however, the kachim became pasul after the hefshet was already done, so now the ur is on an island of on its own, meaning it's a separate entity. Over there, I was saying, the kehanim, the halacha is that even though the kachim became pasul, again, as long as there's a proper zrika that's going to take place, that would be enough for the ur to be able to belong to the kehanim. Reb Chanina's kana kehanim. Reb Chanina's kana kehanim said, miyomai liro isi ur sheyotzel beis asreifa. So we know Reb Chanina's kana kehanim was a perennial kana kehanim. We also know that he served for many, many years, even decades, in the Beis HaMikdash, and he was an eyewitness to a lot of the sugyas that are discussed in Kachim. So very often there's a big lamdash shaila, and Reb Chanina's kana kehanim says, listen, I don't know all your messiahs. I can tell you what I saw with my own two eyes. I was there, v'yashavti al tila. So this is an example. Reb Chanina's kana kehanim said, listen, all my days that I spent in the Beis HaMikdash, I never saw ur be yoytzei the Beis HaSreifa. I never saw the kehanim say, oh, this ur needs to be burned because this ur is pasul. The Gemara is going to clarify very much what Reb Chanina's kana kehanim meant. The one clarification that Rashi already speaks out in the Mishnah, as Rav Chinis Kana Kihanim was talking about, or that was already hufshat. So he was sort of agreeing with what the Mishnah is saying. That once the or was hufshat, at that point, even though sometimes karbonas become possible, but I never saw or of a behemoth that had hefshet, where now we say that this or needs to be burnt because this or is possible. I'm Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva heard Rav Chinis Kana Kihanim said, and he said, Midvar of Lamadnu, I'll tell you an extra chiddush that I hear from the words Rav Chinis Kana Kihanim. And that is shahamavshit es habechar v'nimtza treifa. In the event that a kohen did hefshet specifically on a bechar, and he found out that the bechar was a treifa. So very often you don't know if an animal is a treifa until the very end of the story, right? Think of a shoychet today in the shlachtoys. You check the animal, then you start checking for different treifas, sirchas. Very often you don't know until after the fact. So Rabbi Akiva said that from what Rabbi Chinas Kana Kehanim, we can infer that if a kohen would be mavshet the or of a bechar, and he would find out after the hefshet that this animal was a treifa, she ye oisu hakehanim ba'oroi, that the kehanim are allowed to benefit from the or. Meaning, if they found out that it was a treifa after the hefshet, even though, and here's the punchline, when they found out it was a treifa, they realized that limafreya, before the hefshet, it already was possible, because if it was a treifa, didn't become a treifa after the hefshet, it's something that was already there. But if Rav Chinis Kana Kihanim said, I never saw or that was hufshet, that was yoytze lebeis hasreifa, well then, that would seem to be true, even if it was nisgala after the hefshet, that limafreya, this carbon already had absolved. Now why is Rabbi Akiva talking about hamafshet as habechar? He's making a nice observation. He's saying, the Rav Chinis Kana Kihanim said, I never saw or that was hufshet, that was yoytze lebeis hasreifa. It would seem, even if the psul that was nischadesh was really a psul that was megala, that the carbon was always possible. I hear it's very nice, but it can be true for an oila, chatas, an asham, a shlamim. Like, why are we talking specifically about a bechar? The Gemara is going to address it. Either way, the Chachamim said, with regards to Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim's Eidos, Ein Leira Inu Raya. If somebody says, I saw something happen, that's a raya, right? That's testimony, that's admissible in court. But if somebody says, I didn't see it, that's in and of itself not a raya. Maybe you didn't see it because, punk, it never happened when you were there, or maybe you missed it. The point is, to say that I saw something is a raya. Eidos, the Torah describes as, v'hu eid oira'a oyada, right? He saw it. So if you see something, you can testify about what you saw. But Rav Chanina's Kana Kehanim is coming with a miyamai le'ro'isi. Nah, miyamai ro'isi, that would be a raya. You can't admit Rav Chanina's Kana Kehanim's testimony into the court of this debate, because what he said was not something that he saw, it was something that he didn't see. Ela, the Chachamim hold that in the event that or would somehow become possible even after hefshet, or if the carbon would become possible even after hefshet, yetzi lebeis asreifa, there is an idea that at times it would be yetzi lebeis asreifa. Again, a lot more about this Mishnah in the Gemara. So what was the first halacha of the Mishnah? Kol hakachim she'ira behem psul koidem lehefshetan ein oireisein lekayhanim la'acher hefshetan. The simple reading of the Mishnah seems to be that in the event that you have kachim, where the kachim now is possible, the shaila is, what about the ar? Is the ar mutal kayhanim, or is the ar not mutal kayhanim? Well, it depends. If the psul happened before the hefshet, ain oyreisein l'kayhanim. If the psul happened la'acher hefshet, then oyreisein l'kayhanim. We just clarified one thing, that in the event that the psul was such that the zrika now is not going to be a kasher zrika, it's always going to be ain oyreisein l'kayhanim. We're talking about where it's a psul that doesn't affect the dam, it doesn't affect the zrika. So it affects, let's say, the basar, where all the basar of the carbon now became basal. The question is, does that impact the ar? Does that not impact the ar? It depends. If the hefshet was done already, then not. If it was kaidim lef shaitan, if the psul happened before the hefshet was done, then ein oresein l'kayanim, it's going to affect the ar. The Gemara now is going to begin by quoting an excerpt from the previous Mishnah that we learned, the Mishnah on the top of Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph, and the Gemara is going to ask what it thinks is a stira between the two Mishnahs. So let's just turn the page backwards for one second. The previous Mishnah had said, Kol sheloi zocha hamizbeach b'tzara, loi zochu kayhanim ba'ira. The Gemara said a halacha, Gemara brings a makar from a pasuk in the Torah to this halacha that says that any time the mizbeach is not going to be zoicha b'vsara, you have a carbon where there's no chelik of this basar of the carbon that's going to be able to go on the mizbeach. The halach is the kehanim are not zoichin the ar. What does it sound like the Mishnah saying? It sounds like the Mishnah saying that if you have a carbon that's pasul, the basar is pasul, and you can't put the basar on the mizbeach, that in and of itself is a reason that the ar should be off limits and the kehanim shouldn't be zoich l'ayra. Now, the Mishnah did not differentiate between whether the hefshet happened at the time that the basar became problematic or the hefshet did not happen. It sounds like in all cases it's going to be an issue, which means that at first glance it would seem to contradict the halach of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah seems to be saying, kol ha-kotchem she'irum behem psul in the basar. It's only koidem lev sheitan that ein are saying l'kehanim. But la'acher hef sheitan are saying l'kehanim. The previous Mishnah seems to be saying, kol sheloi zacha mizbeach b'vsara. Anytime the mizbeach is not zoicha b'vsara, loi zachu kehanim ba'ayra. And it doesn't seem to make a chiluk between whether it was before the hefshet that this issue occurred or whether it was after the issue that this issue occurred. That bal peh is what we're going to see now in a veinig, is the Gemara's first kasha. That was the Mishnah Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, "Afgav the hefshet lo'ar koydim zrika." And it sounds like even if the hefshet happened before the zrika, meaning even if you did the hefshet already, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is, if it was lo zocha hamizbech b'vsara, then lo zochu akoyhanim ba'ayra. Says the Gemara, "Man, who must the Tana of the Mishnah be Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon?" It must be the Tana Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon, the Omar. Now we're going to see this Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon in greater detail on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. But for now, the Gemara just quotes his Ikar Shita, and that is Ein Hadam Miratza Ala Or B'Fnei Atzmai. That the dam, which again does a lot of things, included in which is it has the ability to be matter the or l'kayhanim, but it's not miratz on the or b'fnei atzmai. To the extent that there's no basa that's becoming mutter al yedei the zrika, so the dam, the zrika, doesn't have the ability to be matter the or as well. So the Mishnah that says kol shelo zocha mizbech b'fsara lo zocha akayhanim ba'ira, even if you did the hefshet already, so you say meres that right now you don't have kosher or basa, that in and of itself makes it that the or should be off limits. Sounds very consistent with Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon that said that ein hadam miratza la'or b'fnei atzmai. In order for the dam to be miratza, you also have to have basar. You could only have anah from the or in the event that there's dam. So, very good to the extent that you need a zrika to have the ar, and you need basa to have the zrika, to the extent that kol shelo zocha mizbech b'vsara, you're not going to get the ar either. But the Gemara says, hey, Masefa, take a look at the Sefa, our Mishnah, kol ha-kotchem she'irim behem psul koydim hef sheitin in eretz ein l'kehanim, l'achar hef sheitin eretz ein l'kehanim. Our Mishnah seems to say not that way. Our Mishnah says that once you do the hefshet, even if the basa becomes an issue, it doesn't matter. Eretz ein l'kehanim, asan, that would seem to work Rebbe, according to Rebbe. So who's Rebbe? He's Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon's Bal Plukta in that Braisa that we're going to see later. Again, now the Gemara just brings his Shita, who holds Adam Miratzal Arbif Neyatzmoy, that the Dam could be matter the Arbif Neyatzmoy. So what's the Kasha Reisha, Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon, Sefer Rebbe? Right, we just asked it as a regular stira, but the Gemara is putting names to the faces. The Gemara says, L'chayr, the Reisha of the Mishnah seems to be going Alibid the Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon, the Sefer of the Mishnah seems to be going Alibid the Rebbe. What's going on over here? So to answer this theory, the Gemara is going to bring two Mahalchim from two Amayuram that are often quoted in Shas, Abaya and Rava respectively. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, let me tell you how you make peace between the two half of Mishnayas, the Reisha of the Mishnah and the Seifa of the Mishnah. Abaya said, I'm going to work backwards. Mid the Seifa Rebihi, Reisha Nami Rebihi. From the fact that the Seifa, the second Mishnah, is for sure Rebbe, because you see clearly that in the event that there was a hefshet that was done, then if the carbon became possible, or you were saying, l'kehanim, so you say, meres, that the dam is miratz ala arbif nayatzmai. So if that part of the Mishnah for sure is Rebbe, then I think the Reisha is also Rebbe. What was the problem with the Reisha? The Reisha said, kol shaloi zocha mizbech b'fsara, loi zocha akayhanim ba'ayra. It sounds like the afal gafta avshite. It sounds like that if right now the basar is a problem, so the mizbeach is not going to be zoicha in the basar, even if you did a hefshet already, at that point the oir is not going to be to the kohanim. Says Abayo, really it stems with the seif of the Mishnah, it stems with Rebbe. Umoida Rebbe, however, is moida she'ein hefshet koidim zrika. So what does this mean? So it's a very important Rashi, because it's very easy to read this Gemara the wrong way. Ein hefsha koidem zrika means that the derech was not to do the hefshet before the zrika. The derech always was to do the hefshet after the zrika. That was the way it was done. It was considered to be the more proper way of doing it, Rashi says. Being that the hefshet was always done after zrika, that's why the Mishnah spoke in a very emphatic way. But enochinami, to the extent that the hefshet was already done, to the extent that the hefshet was already done, and now the basar would become a problem, even though it's leizacha mizbech b'fsara, that's true, but at the same time, zachu kayhana ba'ira. So why are you saying it in a misleading way, which makes it sound like kol shel leizacha mizbech b'fsara leizacha kayhana ba'ira, even if the hefshet was already done? Because the reality is, in almost all cases, the hefshet wasn't done. And being that in almost all cases, the hefshet wasn't done, so it's for that reason we say it in a way that might sound a little bit misleading, but it's okay to say it that way, because at the end of the day, if you want to be practical, which the Mishnayos were, so this is a very practical Mishnah, because usually the Hefshet's not going to be done before the Zrika, and to the extent that's the case, the true statement, in fact, the Achronim explain that Lefi Abaya's understanding, it's very geschmack what the second Mishnah is coming to say. What the second Mishnah is coming to say is really a clarification of the first Mishnah. I mean, the first Mishnah shtelled avek a rule. And that's true because in almost all cases, the Hefshet's not going to be done before the Zrika. But it does sound a little bit like maybe in all cases, Taka, even if the Hefshet was done before the Zrika, on that the second Mishnah comes to say, don't make that mistake. Because even though in the previous Mishnah it sounded a little bit like the Halacha is, the Kayanim are not going to be Zaycha. No, I was saying the Kayanim, they're going to be Zaycha. But the bottom line is, according to Abaya, the two Mishnayas are going according to Rebbe, the real halacha is the second Mishnah. The first Mishnah is talk a little bit misleading. It was presented in the way it was presented because that's usually the way that it was done. Rava said just the opposite. He said, mid the reisha, Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. Being that the reisha, the Mishnah sounds like it's Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, then seifa nami Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. I think that means that the seifa also is going according to Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. The reisha is Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon that holds in adam ratzal arbif ne'atzma. And that's why the first Mishnah said, "Kol shalay zacham ebzbech bivsara," because the basar is pasul. Loy zacha kana ba'ira. You can't do a zrika now, even la'achar hefshet. It doesn't matter because you need the zrika to be matter. And ein adam ratzal arbif nayatzmai. As a result, it's not going to be okay. And if that's what that Mishnah held, then that's what our Mishnah holds as well. Now, what do you mean? Our Mishnah said mefurish that kol hakachim. But if the basar became a problem, it sounds like you can go ahead and you could do this riko. If the Mishnayos are Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds in adam ratzal arbif nayatzmoy, so how do you make sense of the second Mishnah? Says Rava, you have to do a little bit of an edit in terms of the taich of how you read the Mishnah. Umay koidem hefshet, umay achar hefshet. When the Mishnah distinguishes between koidem hefshet and achar hefshet, it doesn't mean literally, did I do the hefshet, did I not do the hefshet. We don't care about that. What we care about is koidem sheniru the hefshet or achar sheniru the hefshet. What we care about is, was the Zrika done or was the Zrika not done? How does the Zrika become Niru Lehefshit or not Niru Lehefshit? Well, it's very simple. Because the Hefshit was usually done, like we said earlier, like Abaya said, after the Zrika. So if it was Niru Lehefshit, that would mean that the Zrika was already done. If it wasn't Niru Lehefshit, that would mean that the Zrika was not done. And essentially then, what this Mishnah is saying, the way Rav understands it, in the world of Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, is as follows. Kol ha-kachim shirim b'msol, all kachim that became pasul, koidim lev sheitan, what's the taich of koidim lev sheitan? Before it was Niru Lehefshit, before the Zrika, so if it became pasul before there was a Zrika, Ein oir esein l'kayhanim. The halacha is that the oir is not going to belong to the kayhanim. And the reason is, like the Mishnah said on Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph, kol shalei zocha hamizbech b'fsara, loy zocha kayhanim b'oira. Because being that the basar became a problem, and it became a problem before the zrika, so that means that the mizbech was never zoicha in the basar, right? If there was never a kosher zrika to be matter the basar. So then, by definition, it wasn't zaychin. If it wasn't zaychin, the ur is going to be off limits as well. It's the next part of the Mishnah. La'achar hev sheitan. If, however, the basar, the kachin, became pasul, not after the physical hefshit, but after it became royal hefshit, it became pasul noch the zrika. If it became pasul noch the zrika, ur is saying l'kayhanim. And you want to know why ur is saying l'kayhanim? Because now it stems with the first Mishnah. Because the first Mishnah was kol shalei zacha mizbeach b'vsaru. Over here, being that the kachim became pasul after the zrika, well, at the moment the zrika was done, the mizbech was already zacha b'vsaru. And being that the mizbech was already zacha b'vsaru, sakum tois, at that point, the kayhanim were already zaycha b'ar. Once the kayhanim was zaycha b'ar, at that point, it's going to be okay. The bottom line is, at first glance, it sounded like we have a steer between two Mishnayas. Kol is pretty clear. There is a chilik between koydim hefshet and la'achar hefshet. Specifically, the Gemara said that Lechura, this Shaila should be told in the Machlikas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rebbe, and it sounds like Reisha, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, B'Sefer, Rebbe. The Gemara had two Eitzes. The first Eitzah was Abaya. Abaya worked backwards. He said that if the Sefer is Rebbe, the Reisha is Rebbe, meaning both Mishnayas are really going according to Rebbe, and Enochinami according to Rebbe, once you do the Hefshet, at that point, I don't care if the Mizbeach is not being Zoicha Bivsara. But the reality is, the Hefshet was almost never done before the Zrika anyways. And it's for that reason, you can go ahead and you can say, Kol Shalei Zacha Mizbeach Bivsara Leizacha Kehana Bahir. But Enochinami, if the Hefshet was done before, then the Halacha is going to be like our Mishnah. Rava said that both Mishnayas are going Aliba, the Rabbi Elazar B'Rab Shimon. And if that's the case, you're right. Hefshet itself makes no difference. It's neither here nor there. Our Mishnah seems to be talking about Hefshet. It doesn't mean Hefshet, it means Royal Hefshet. And again, based on the same principle that the Hefshet was usually done Achar Zrika, and what our Mishnah is saying is to the extent that it became problematic, fired the Zrika, well then, like in the previous Mishnah, means the Mizbeach was never Zoicha B'Vsara, then so to the Kehanim are not going to be Zoicha B'Aira. If, however, it became a problem, Noch the Zrika, well then the Mizbeach was Zaycha Bivsara. If it was Zaycha Bivsara, the Kehanim are going to be Zaycha Ba'ira as well. So again, this first discussion of the Gemara was Tali in a Machloikis, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rebbe. We just quoted the Ikar Shita of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Ikar Shita of Rebbe that was Negeil in Yonenu, but the broader Machloikis and the source of the Machloikis, which is a Braisa, is something the Gemara is going to quote right now. It says the Gemara, my Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, what is this Rebbe and what's this Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon? The Tanya, we're going to the Braisa. Rebbe, Yami, Rebbe said, Hadam Meratz Ala Or B'fnei Atzmai. In the event that the Or of an animal was already skinned off the Basar, the Dam has the ability to be Miratza on the R. That's number one. Number two, I don't care if the basar becomes pasul. That would affect the dam's ability to be mata the basar. But as it relates to the R, it's going to be mata the R anyways. Ukishahu im habasar. Let's say the R is attached to the basar. Then noilat by psul. If the basar becomes pasul, being koydim zrika, being lachas zrika, I don't care if the zrika was done or it wasn't done. Meaning, it doesn't matter when it became pasul. Areu ki yoytsabai. The R is always going to take on the status of the basar. So, two things Rebbe's saying. Number one, the dam could be miratza on the ur b'fnei atzmai, even if the basar becomes pasul. Number two, when the ur is attached to the basar, it always takes on the status of the basar. So that if the basar becomes a problem, even noch zrika, I don't care. If the ur is attached to the basar, it always has the din of the basar. Now, which part of this Shitas Rebbe were we focusing on in the first part? Adam miratza ala ur b'fnei atzmai. You see, dam has the ability to be mat to the ur, even if there's no basar that's becoming mutter. But Rebbe said two things. He said a halacha regarding when the ur and the basar are separate. He said a halacha with regards to whether the ur and the basar are together. Rabbi Shimon said, ain't adam miratza ala ur b'fnei atzmai. It's the first thing he said. No. Dam does not have to be matter, or if it's not attached to the basar and you're not being matter any basar, then there's no halacha of the dam being matter the ur either. Ukshu ima basar. What about when the dam is, or when the ur is together with the basar? So he says differently than Rebbe as well. If the basar became possible before zrika, then the ur is going to have the halacha of the basar, achas zrika. If, however, the basar became possible after zrika, then the halacha is hurtza basar sha'achas, being that the basar became mutter, So Yavshi Tenu, you can now be mafshit the or, the or of the Kayanim, and you can give the or to the Kayanim. So Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Shimon is chaylik with Rebbe on what he said in the Reisha and on what he said in the Seifa. With regards to what Rebbe said in the Reisha, that the dam is meratza al orbif nayatzmai, Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Shimon holds the dam is not meratza on the orbif nayatzmai. And that was the Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Shimon that we quoted up until this point. With regards to what Rebbe said, that when the or and the basar are tzazamin, whatever happens to the basar automatically affects the or, and it doesn't matter. Fires Rika, Lachas Rika. Rab Shimon is chaylik on that as well. Rab Shimon says that once it was already Lachas Rika, then even if the basar became a problem, it doesn't affect the R. Go ahead and be mafshet the R. Give it to the Kehanim. And by the way, even though Rab Shimon until now was a chumra, that halacha is actually a kula. So Rab Shimon is chaylik on both things that Rebbe said. The first thing is l'chumra. Rebbe said the dam is meratzan or bif nayatzmer. Rab Shimon holds it's not. The second thing is a kula. Rebbe said that if the R and the basar are together, whatever happens to the basar always will affect the R. According to Rab Shimon, l'achaz rika, that's actually not going to be the case. But again, which part of this machlokes Rebbe Lozab Shimon did we need? It's the first part. This machlokes is whether the dam is miratza l'arbif nayatzmoy or not. Rebbe said it is. Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Shimon said it's not. So let's just take a deep breath for 1 second. So we have a machlokes, Rebbe and Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Shimon. You have a carbon. The carbon is made up of different components. The basar of the carbon became pasul. The R is not. The kohen's ready to do this rika, which ultimately would have the ability to be matadar. Now, that's not the ikar purpose of this rika, but it is one of the fringe benefits of this rika, that the kohanim now are going to be zaycha in the ar. The question is, the fact that you don't have kosher basa, does that impact the ability of the dam to be meratza and allow the ar now to be okay, or does it not? According to Rebbe, Adam Miratza al-Arbif Nayatzmai, I don't care that the basar is not good. According to Rebbe Shimon, in Adam Miratza al-Arbif Nayatzmai, and our Mishnayas, Sai the Mishnah Kuf Gimel Lamed Aleph, Sai the Mishnah Kuf Gimel Lamed Beis, is it going like Rebbe Shimon, is it going like Rebbe? That's Machlik Zabai Verob. These are very important sheetas in terms of even learning the Mishnayas here in Perek Tfulyan. So the Gemara is going to suggest that at first glance, it would seem a little bit like maybe this machloikis between Rebbe or Rebbe Shimon has to do with another machloikis, a way more famous machloikis in the sugyas of Kachim. That's a machloikis Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua. That's the machloikis of whether we say in ein basar ein dam, or just because ein basar could be there is dam. So just to speak out the machloikis bal peh, Rebbe Yeshua has a shita that in ein basar ein dam. If you have a carbon that doesn't have a kazayas basar, whether it's basar b'achila or whether it's the basar, the emurim that went on the mizbeach, ein dam. This rika is not a kosher rika, meaning it will not have the ability to be meratza. Period. You'll have to bring a new carbon. If you were mechal Shabbos m'shoigig and you're bringing a chatas to get ritzo, you don't have ritzo. You have to bring another chatas shmeina in order to work that out. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's true in ein dam ein basar, right? You need the dam to be matter the basar. But in the reverse, to say in ein basar ein dam, there's no such condition. You can have dam without having basar. At first glance, wouldn't you think this machloikis, Rabbi Lazar, Shimon, and Rebbe is a little bit taller than that machloikis? Why? If you hold him ain't basar, ain't dam, then obviously the dam can't be meratza on the ar. Because the basar is a tenai in a kosher izrika. And you need the kosher izrika to be meratza on the ar. You would think that at first glance, this whole shaila can only start. Maybe if you hold like Rebbe Eliezer, that holds afal pisha ein basar, still the halach is yesh dam. So it's the kamen klaren. Is it matu dar? Is it not matu dar? But the Gemara says that if we're going to drill down now a little deeper and try to understand this machloikis Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shimon, we have no choice, but we have to bring this machloikis Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua, some tish, and we have to see how exactly these two machloikis intersect, and this is the avoida of the last part of this part of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Leimel, but Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua, Kamil, at first glance, it would seem fear to suggest that maybe this machloikis between Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon is telling the machloikis Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yeshua. So what's that machloikis that Tanya learned to the Braisa? It says in the Torah, Vasisa oivoy secha habasar v'hadam. Now the pasuk in total reads as follows: Vasisa oivoy secha habasar v'hadam al mizbach Hashem aleikecha v'dam zvachecha yishofech al mizbach Hashem aleikecha v'habasar toicha. So the Torah says, do the oivah.
Vasisa oyloi secha.
What does it mean, do the oyla? Habasar vehadam, says the Gemara. Rabbi Shua said, from the juxtaposition between basar and dam. From the fact that the Torah says, what does it mean, bring the carbon? Basar and dam. You know what you see from here? That basar and dam are tied to each other by the hip. That tolu zebezeh. I see from here, im ein dam ein basar, that everybody knows, but so too, im ein basar ein dam. A carbon has to be basar and dam. And if you don't have basar and dam, the carbon's going to be basar. So if you don't have dam, forget about the basar. If you don't have a kazayas basar, forget about the dam as well. Rebbe Lezer says, no, dam, afal pisha ain't basar. I agree, it ain't dam, ain't basar. But you can have dam even if there's no basar. You know I know that? From the safe of the same pasuk. Shenemar, v'dam zvavchecha yishafech. So in as much as the ratio of the pasuk seem to put together the basar and the dam, the safe of the pasuk is just talking about the dam. V'dam zvavchecha yishafech. Imke, nebe zay matam olim vasisa yosach basar v'adam. So said Rebbe Lezer, what about this juxtaposition between basar and dam? If I don't agree, it may basar and dam, and dam and basar, so what is the Torah putting those two things together for? To tell me, Matt, I'm bezrika, af basar bezrika. That just like, how did the dam get on the mizbech? The Kohen used to throw the dam on the mizbech, literally, zrika. So too, how did the basar get in the mizbech? He would throw it. He didn't just place it nicely. He didn't hand it off. He actually threw it onto the mizbech. Halamadeto, you know what you see from here? Sherevach yesh ben kevesh l'mizbech. You see, there was a little bit of space on the top of the mizbech, between the ramp and between the mizbech itself. And the bottom line is that's why the Torah put it together. But what do you see from here? The machlokes that we just spoke at a minute ago, that we already knew. The machlokes from Blaz Rabbi Yeshua. Whether we say in basar and dam, we don't say in basar and dam. Okay, so what does it have to do with our machlokes? So the Gemara speaks to that. Leim amandam ahurtza. L'churi would seem fair to say that the mandam that holds, that the dam is miratza and the arbif nayatzma, even if the basar is possible. Who sheet is that? That sheet is Rabbi's, Krebeli Ezer. He holds there's no tenai of a main basar and dam. So being that you don't need basar in order to have dam, so the fact that there's no basar doesn't impact this rika. Once I have his rika, some emela can be mata the oy. Umandam aloy hurtzno. Whereas Rabbi Blazer, Rabbi Shimon, that holds in a dam miratza ala arbif neyatzma, it's Rabbi Yeshua, because he holds that once there's no kosher abasa, the whole carbon is possible, the whole dam is possible. So if the dam is possible, then kamuvin it's not going to be miratza andar. Sounds like a good sushla, but the Gemara says no. Leave it to Rabbi Eliezer. Could be according to Rabbi Eliezer that holds that this no tonight the main basar and dam kuli amalei pligi. Could be this going to be no machloikis. What do you mean? There's going to be no machlokes. Everybody's going to hold the dam is meratz on the ar. Because it could be, if there's no tenai of Rabbi Yeshua, of ein basar, ein dam, so then there's no reason to say that you could only be meratz on the ar if it's meratz on the basar. If the basar affects the ikker zrika, so I understand that halacha. But if it doesn't, because you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, the dam is going to be mechaper, then there's no reason it shouldn't be miratz on dar. So I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer that there's no tenai of a main basar in dam, and the dam even has the ability to do everything that it needs to do in terms of the ikar ritzah, the ikar kapar of the carbon. Then certainly, kuli amalei pligi, it's going to be miratz on dar. Ki pligi could be the machloikis Rebbe, or Rabbi Shimon was in the world of Rabbi Yeshua. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua. How so? Man, amalei hurtza. Rabbi Shimon that holds that the dam is not miratz on dar, but he holds like Rabbi Yeshua. That what? He holds a main basar in dam. So being that the dam is not going to be meratz, so too it's not going to be matada or either. Mando amar hurtza. Whereas Rebbe, who holds that the dam could be meratz on the arbif neyatzmoy, he could say his halacha even according to Rabbi Yeshua. Now this is a huge chiddush, right? Think about this for a second. Rabbi Yeshua holds a main basar in dam. That means the dam is not being meratz. If it's not being meratz, how is it being matada or? Right, being matada or you would think is like a fringe benefit. If it's not being meratz, how in the world is it being matada or? The answer is, Amalacha is going to tell you as follows. Ad kalakam Rabbi Yeshua hasam. Even though Rabbi Shua holds a main basar in dam, it could be that's ela bebasar. That's as it relates to it basar, the lack of pseida lekayanim, where there's no pseida to the kayanim. Meaning, when Rabbi Shua says, im ein basar ein dam, and as a result, the carbon is a possible carbon, do the kayanim lose as a result of that? No, who loses? The bala carbon loses. He has to bring another carbon right now, right? He has to bring another carbon. So being that all it does is affect the Bailim. It doesn't affect the Kayanim. It could be it's over there that Rabbi Shua said is Allah Havein Basar and Dam. Aval Ar. But to the extent that you have Ar sitting over here, and by you saying now in Mein Basar and Dam, that the Ar is not going to be Mutter, the Kayanim are going to lose. The Ikka Psey the Kayanim. I feel the Rabbi Shua Moida. Maybe Rabbi Shua in that case would be Moida. So says Rebbe, could be even Rabbi Shua that holds in ein basar ein dam. So you'd say for sure, how could the dam be meratza on the ar? No, I don't know if it's muchach. Ein basar ein dam means it can't be meratza for the bailin. But B'mokim efseida de koyanim, which is what not being meratz on the or is essentially, because who gets the or? It's not the bayim that gets the or, it's the koyanim that gets the or. Maybe over there it's going to be different. Now you need a little bit of a precedent for this, right? You can't just say such a svar. Maybe Rabbi Shua's in Basra in Dam is only kapi pseida de bayim. It's not kapi pseida de koyanim. So he shtelt, so he said, midi de have adi yefet. I'll show you the precedent. I'm going to show you the weakness in Rabbi Shua's position. I'm going to show you that as much as Rabbi Shua is famous for his sheet, the main Basra in Dam, he didn't mean it as much as people think he meant it. You know why? You see it from bidi yefet, the Tanan. And it's really big. Based on a Mishnah, the right gear says the Tanya Brisa. Nitma Basar or Nifsal. What would be if you have a carbon that has Basar, but it became Pasal or it became Tame, Ashiyatzchutz the Klaim, it was Yaitzeh. So Rabbi Lezer, I mean, Yisrael, Rabbi Lezer says, who cares? This is Rabbi Lezer, the Shitasai, who holds that even though there's Ein Basar, Yeshtah. So the fact that you have it and it's issue, it's Puzzle, that doesn't affect you. Rabbi Shua, I mean, Rabbi Shua says, Lo Yisrael. You now let it be Zayrik. This is also Rabbi Shua, L'shitasai. Rabbi Shua holds that if there's no Basar, there's no Dam. If it becomes Puzzle, also there's going to be no Dam. Maidi Rabbi Shua, but Rabbi Shua is Maid. In the event, this is very nuanced, that you have the Basar, you physically have, but it's Nitma, it was Nifsal, it was Yoytzeh, and you went ahead, B'di'evet, and you did this Rika, there Rabbi Shua is Maid, Hashem Zarak, Hurtza, then it's going to be Meratz. So as much as Rabbi Shua has a sheet of the main Basar in Dam, but Rabbi Shua also holds that there is a time that B'di'evet in Ein Basar Yesh Dam. When is that? It's where you have the Basar, but it's problematic. To be clear, if you don't have the Basar at all, even B'di'evet Rabbi Shua holds in Basar in Dam. It's where you have the Basar. Narvaz, something happened to it. And you went ahead and you did the Zrika. So then the Allah is that B'di'evet, It's going to be Meratza. Said Rebbe, you know what I see from Rabbi Shua? That as much as Rabbi Shua holds a main Basar in Dam, doesn't always hold a main Basar in Dam. It's not like game over. Tufta, this is the way it is. I don't want to hear another word. No. There's Makkim Lechalik. There's Makkim Lahakil. There's Makkim to say that even though there's a Basar in Dam. Again, what's the Makar to that? Because when you have the Basar, but it's problematic, which is essentially an Ein Basar, and B'di'evet, you went ahead and you did the Zrika, in that instance, it's going to be okay. Well, if that's the case, says Rebbe, there's Makkim to L'chalik even further. And there's Makkim to say that B'makkim Pseida de Kayanim, where I have Ar sitting over here, and by saying him, Ein Basar, Ein Dam, now not only is the Bailam going to lose out, they're going to have to bring another carbon, but the Kayanim are also going to lose out. They're going to lose out on the Ar. It could be Bechai Gavna. It could be Bechai Gavna. There's no halacha v'mein Basar Ein Dam. And that's why, says Rebbe, I said my halacha, afilu alibid Rabbi Yeshua. Even though you would think alibid Rabbi Yeshua, it's dead on arrival, this idea of Rebbe. Because if v'mein Basar Ein Dam, what's the havamina that the dam could go and the dam could be meratza on the ar? The teretz is, it's not dead on arrival. Because you see, Rabbi Yeshua never said it as much as we think he said it. And just like there's a kula with the buster's there, but it's problematic, b'di'evet, could be there's a kula as it relates to Pseida the Kayanim as well. Now, a lot of Achronim speak out that even Rebbe only is saying that where there's no buster, the dam will be meratz on the arbif ne'atzmai, b'di'evet. Meaning, l'maskonos ha'gemara, where the Gemara is shtimming Rebbe with Rabbi Yeshua, and the Gemara is saying that the Makar to be able to shtim Rebbe with Rabbi Yeshua is because you see Rabbi Yeshua holds that there's a time of Im Basar Yeshta, but that whole time is only a bit the Avedic case. It's where you have it. Narvaz, it was Nitma Nifsal Yaitzeh. Bidi Eved, it's going to be okay. So too, but Malcolm said that the Kayin. One second, Daya love him and Adinli is Kanadan. You only have a Makar in a B'di'evedig situation. You can't go ahead and say, L'chatchila, where there's no Basar, so you're not going to get Ritzoy, but let's go ahead and do a Zrika to be Matad Arlekayanim. It's only in a B'di'evedig situation where you did this Zrika already, even though technically, really, we should say Ein Basar Ein Dam, but just like there is a Musik of B'di'eved getting a Ritzoy, so too B'di'eved, there'll be a Musik of you're going to have Eir L'Kayhanim as well. Either way, the Gemara had suggested that at first glance, this Machlik is Rebbe Elam B'Lozab B'Lab Shimon, whether or not the Zrika could be Matad Arbif Nayatzmai, not be Matad Arbif Nayatzmai, shouldn't that be telling the Machlik is between Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua, if you hold that there's a halacha of in Ein Basar Yeshtam. Okay, so the Zrika is a regular Zrika, let it be Matad Arbif Nayatzmai as well. If you hold him Ein Basar Ein Dam, then the Zrika is not a good Zrika, so how should it be able to be Matad Ar? And what the Gemara came out, the Maskana, was that Aliba the Rebbe Eliezer, Kuli Amal loy pligi. In the world of Rabbi Eliezer, everybody would agree the dam could be mata the ar. If it's meratza, for sure it'd be mata the ar. The machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon was in the world of Rabbi Yeshua. Right, Rabbi Eliezer shamuti anyways in most sugis and shas. So we don't mean the world of Rabbi Eliezer. We're all in the sugya of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds the main basar ein dam. In the sugya of the main basar ein dam, it's the kem and klaren. Is there a mokum lahakel to say that maybe it would be mata the ar or not? According to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, no way. A main basar ein dam, a main basar ein dam. According to Rabbi, there is mokum lahakel because it could be by saying a main basar ein dam, the ar is not mutted, there's going to be a pseid lekayanim. Then could be in such a situation, Rabbi Shimon never said there's halach main basar ein dam. And the way that Achrayim speak out, could be that's only true with the Yevet, if he went ahead and he did it. But Enochanami, to say that Lechatchilu, you can go ahead and do this Rika for the earth to be Mutal Kayanim, that's not something that would be, oh, okay, we're not ready to excel yet. So going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said, Kol HaKotchim, She'irim Behem Psul Koidim Lev Shaitan, Ein Ari Sein Lekayan. If the Kotchim became possible after Hefshet, then, even though the basar is possible now, it doesn't matter. Eris name the kayhanim, the earth is going to belong to the kayhan. On that, Rabbi Chanina is kind of kayhanim. Miyomai loy ro'isi or she yoitze lebeis hasreifa. Rabbi Chanina is kind of kayhanim said, I never saw or that was yoitze lebeis hasreifa. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva commented on that. He said, Midvar of lamadnu sha'amavshet asabachar v'nimtza treifa. That if someone's mafshet a bechor and he finds out that it was a treifa, even though the psul treifa is a psul that the animal always had, so it's a psul that was nischadish after hefshet, but it's a gloy muslim afraid that it was always there. Well, the halach is that it's going to belong to the kayan. Where did Rabbi Akiva say that in Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim? Because Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim is saying that I never saw art that was hufshat that was yoytzel lebeis hasreifa. What do you mean? What would happen if the ur was hofshat and then you found the psul that was already there for the hefshet? Well, I never saw that either. Oh, must be that in all situations that's the way it's going to be. And Chachamim said, "Ein loy ra'inu raya." Number one, and number two, elo yetzel beis hasreifa. In that last case, where you found the psul later and it's a gloy milsa that the psul was always there, in that situation, it's going to be yetzel beis hasreifa. So the Gemara now is going to do a few things. Number one, it's going to clarify exactly where Pchinas Kana Kehanim said, what was this Haggadah's Eidus or Vachinus Kanakianim, some of which we already spoke out. The Gemara is also going to explain what Rabbi Akiva was inferring from Rabbi Chinus Kanakianim, and then we're going to try to figure out who do we paskin like. Do we paskin like Rabbi Chinus Kanakianim, Rabbi Akiva, or do we paskin like the Chachamim that said, Elo Yates to the base of Srefa? That's all going to happen in these next 10 lines of Gemara. Omer Rabbi Chinus Kanakianim Vachulu. Pray the Gemara Valoi. Rabbi Chinus Kanakianim, if you take his words at face value, which we didn't, we already explained it a little bit, but if you would take his words at face value, I never saw R go into the base asreifa. What about the parim anisrafim? Usahiran anisrafim. So those were the karbonos chatas that were brought in the mizbeach hapnimi, where the din was that you had to take the basar and you had to burn them, and you had to burn them on the base asreifa, right? As opposed to eating it, and as opposed to doing a regular akhtar in the mizbeach hachitzon, they used to go to the base asreifa, and they were burnt, and they were burnt together with their ar. So how could Rabbi Chinas Kana Kehanim say that miyomai leroisi ar sheyoytze lebeis asreifa? What about the ar on the parim anisrafim and the sirim anisrafim? Or says a mitzvah like kamina. I'm not talking about parim anisrafim, sirim anisrafim. There's a mitzvah to go ahead and burn the ar. I'm talking about ar that was nifsal, that type of ar, which was burnt, by the way, we're going to see in the end of the daf, on a different base asreifa. That is what I was referring to. But the Gemara says, harikoidim hefshet, v'koidim zrika. I never saw ar burnt in the base asreifa. Or that's possible. Okay, what do you mean? What if it became possible before the hefshet? What if it became possible before the zrika? B'chai gavna, for sure you're going to go ahead and you're going to burn it. Chalutz kami, enechanami. He's talking about where it was already stripped, where there was already a hefshet done. In a situation like that, that's where it's negeh. Oh, which is what we had spoken at already in the Mishnah. Rashi had quoted this part of the Gemara of the Mishnah. He means, where there was a hefshet, now I never saw the RB Yoitzel Beis Hasreif. For Iker Achar Hefshet for Koidim Zrika. What would be if the hefshet was done, and before the Zrika, what would be if the hefshet was done, and you went it before the Zrika, it became possible? In that situation, for sure, the R is going to be a problem, right?
For sure, you need a zrika in order to be matad art. That was the first thing we spoke at in today's daf. You need a zrika to be matad art. If you don't have a kosher zrika, then it's going to be an issue. So what would be if the art became a problem? Let's say it became tummy. After the hefshet, before the zrika. And according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, the Amar who holds in Miratza alo Arbif Neyatzer. Right, this kasha is only a kasha according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon that holds that the dam is not Miratza on the Arbif Neyatzmoy. And being that the dam is not Miratza on the Arbif Neyatzmoy, so in the event that the carbon became puzzle, if in the event that the carbon became puzzle after the Hefshet, then L'chayra, it would be a problem. So the Gemara says, Rabchina Grebi Svirlei. Rabchina holds like Rebbe. What does Rebbe hold? That in the event that it became a problem, after the Hefshet, the Dam is Miratza on the Arbif Neyatzvah. Ibai is saying, or you could say, Afilu Tukman Grablaz Rab Shimon. It could be that really Rabchina is Karakiyana Melder Blaz Rab Shimon. But Moide Rebbe, Rebbe was Moide, Shein Hefshet Kaidim Zrika. Rebbe was Moide that the Hefshet never happened before this Zrika. Again, it could have happened before this Zrika, but it never happened before this Zrika. And being that it never happened before this Zrika, so you can't have tainus on why Rabbi Chaninus Kehanim said that miyomai le'ra'isi or shi'oitza le'beis ha'sreifa. What's your kasha? What would be in a hechatimtza? Where there was hefshit, fine. Yeah, but it's not going to happen. And being that it's not going to happen, in the Haggadah's Eidos of Rabbi Chaninus Kehanim, he's saying he never saw a situation like that take place. What about a situation where there was a hefshit that was done, and then there was a psul that was found, but the psul was a psul that was megala that the animal always had this psul. In a situation like that, then for sure you would think that the ur has to be yotzel beis hasreifa. Versus kosover nimtzes treifa b'nei me'ayim meiratza. No, Rabbi Chaninus Skanakeyanim held that even if the psul that was neilad after the hefshit was such that it was megala l'mafreya that the psul was always there, still the halach is it's going to be miratza. And they can I'll prove it to you. Diktani, because didn't the Mishnah say that? I'm Rabbi Akiva, midvarav l'madnu. Rabbi Akiva said it from the words of Chaninus Kehanim. We learned shamavshet es habechar v'nimtzna treifa sheye oisoy hakayanim ba'ayroi. It's exactly what Rabbi Akiva said. Okay. Rabbi Akiva Takim made this inference from Chinas Kanakiyan. From Chinas Kanakiyan, he said, "Meyom my leiru isi arshi yoytz the beis hasreifa." Must be even in a situation where the psul was megalal amafrei. It doesn't matter. Still, they weren't going to be moitz nida or the beis hasreifa. But the Gemara says, "Ve'elo ma'ikum ashmalon Rabbi Akiva." Shmak akasha. What was Rabbi Akiva's grace of chiddush? Right? Omar Rabbi Akiva midvarav lamadnu. Obviously, midvarav lamadnu. It's mefurish. Right, it's mefurish that this Rabbi Chaninus kind of kehanim holds. So the Gemara says, "Hokam Ashma." I'll tell you Rabbi Chaninus what Rabbi Akiva's chiddush is. Because if you look carefully at Rabbi Akiva's words, and we made this diuk when we read the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said, "Midvarav lamadnu shamavshed es habechar v'nimtzo treifa sheye oiso hakehanim ba'oyra hamavshed es habechar." Why was he talking about a bechar? Darton licked the schlissel to understand what exactly the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is. The chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is that as it relates to a bechar balmom, afilu bigvulin, the halacha is going to be that if it was nimtzes treifa l'mafreya, the halacha is the kehanim are going to be able to have hana. Now, what is the background to this halacha? So a bechar tam was a regular carbon. The kohen had a bring it as a carbon. A bechar bal mum, a kohen was allowed to eat bekvulin. Now you needed a mumcha to paskin that the mum was a mum. But once a mumcha, professional paskin that it was a mum, at that point the kohen was allowed to have anah from it bekvulin. Stating that, until the shechita, the bechar bal mum still had a certain level of ketusha. So for example, you can't just have anah from it. The shechita, however, was matre. Similar to a regular carbon. A regular carbon is also bana, you have to do a shechita kabbalah ilach zrika. This is a bechar bal mum that you're allowed to eat begvulin, so you're obviously not doing a zrika, right? But at the very least, a proper shechita you would have to do, and the proper shechita would go ahead and would be matter. What would be if a kohen had a bechar bal mum? He did a shechita, v'nimtzes treifa. Would we say that the shechita was still a good shechita, memeil the or is mutal kayhanim? Or would we say, being that now it was nimtzes treifa, gloy milsel mafreya, that it was never good? What Rabbi Akiva was saying is that just like it's mavur and Rabchina's kanu kayhanim, that in the event that you went ahead and you did the hefshet, and then you found out that it was a treifa, mi'yom ma'iloi ro'isi, or sheyoitz alabes hasreif, that halacha is, it's going to be okay. So too, as it relates to a bechar bal mum begvulin, where it's not totally in hefshet and zrika. There it's totally in shechita that if you did a shechita of an imtzes treifa, we don't look at it as if it just died, so the oir is going to be yasser, but rather the shechita is going to be mata oir l'kayhanim. So you're right, the fact that nimtzes treifa after the hefshit, the oir is not yoitzel beis hasreifa. That's mefurish from Rabbi Chinas Kanakayanim. And for that, you didn't need Rabbi Akiva midvar v'lamadnu. The midvar v'lamadnu has to be a leap of faith. It is a leap of faith. The leap of faith is that just like it's true for Bechor Tam or for all Kachem, it's going to be true for Bechor Bal Mume as well. Says the Gemara, Omer Rab Chia Bar Abba, Omer Rab Yoichanan, Halacha Rabbi Akiva. The Halacha is like this inference of Rabbi Akiva. And then he added, he said, one Knech, even Rabbi Akiva only said it when the Bechor Bal Mum was gepaskin that it's a Bechor Bal Mum Ayidei Mumcha. If it wasn't found to be Muta Ayidei Mumcha, loy. And then the Gemara mysteriously concludes and says, Vehilchasa Kedivrei Chacham, which at first glance sounds like we just contradicted ourselves. Toich Kedei Dibor. We said the Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, who said, Midvarav lamadnu Rav Chinas Kanakayanim. And then we say that Allah is like the Chachamim. What did the Chachamim say in the Mishnah? The Chachamim said, I disagree that in the event that you did a hefshet and then you found a psul, and the psul is Megalo de Mafreya, that this was always a problem, well then it's not going to be a kosher animal. Which is Lahedya, not like what Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva took Rav Chinas Kanakayanim, he didn't just paskin like it. He went and he took it a step further. And now we're saying Allah al-Chacham, and we don't even paskin like the premise that Rabbi Akiva is building his Allah on. So how could it be Allah Rabbi Akiva and Allah al-Chacham? This is something that the Akronim talk about. Some have a different gears in the Gemara. Ayin Shab. Either way, moving along. Next Mishnah. Much, much lighter part of today's daf. That is, the Mishnah now is going to discuss the halacha of the Parim Anisrafim and the Seirim Anisrafim. All we need for an introduction is that there were certain parim and certain seirim that were not brought like regular karbanas, but rather the basar of the karban was burnt on the beis hasreifa. Now, where exactly the beis hasreifa was, topic of the rest of the daf. But there was an idea that it was burnt on the beis hasreifa. So ordinarily, the basar is eaten, the murim are burnt, as opposed to an oila where all the basar is burnt. But it's all taking place on the mizbeach, right? All the haktaros are being done on the mizbeach achitza. That's where the haktaros were done. The Parim HaNisrafim and the Seirim HaNisrafim, there all the basa, none of it was eaten, all the basa was burnt, but not Akhtara on the big Mizbeach, on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. But rather, there was a special place, and that's where the Sreifa of those Karbanos were. The Parim HaNisrafim and the Seirim HaNisrafim are synonymous with the Chatois HaPnimius, right? It's the same. The Chatois HaPnimius are the Chatois that were Nisrafim. So if the Chatas Pnimi is a par, that's Parim HaNisrafim. If the Chatas Pnimi is a sire, that's the Seirim HaNisrafim. But again, Parim HaNisrafim, Seirim HaNisrafim are synonymous with the Chatas HaPnimius that we already know. What's unique about them is that the Basar is going to be burnt as opposed to eaten and Haktara on the Mizbech HaChitzen. Another thing we have to know is that the Kohanim that were Oisek in the Sreifa of the Parim and the Seirim HaNisrafim, they became Tameh. The Torah says they became Tameh, that Bergadah became Tameh. These ideas are the background to the rest of today's daf and to tomorrow's daf as well. Zok the Mishnah, Parim HaNisrafim, Useirim HaNisrafim, Bezman Shein Nisrafim Kimitzvason. In the event that they're being burnt Kimitzvason, what does it mean they're being burnt Kimitzvason? It means there's a din to go ahead and burn the Parim HaNisrafim, Seirim HaNisrafim, which is what the din is. So to the extent that you're just executing what you're supposed to, you're following orders, right? So Nisrafim beBeis HaDeshen. Where was the Sreifa done? It was done on the beis HaDeshen. Where was the beis HaDeshen? So we'll see more about that in the Gemara. Umetam beBegad. Not just that, the Kehanim that were involved in it, their Begad became Tomei. V'meina Nisrafim Kimitzrasan. Let's say we're burning now Parim HaNisrafim or Seirim HaNisrafim, or we're burning any par, any sar, any carbon for that matter. But we're doing it not Kimitzrasan. So what does that mean? It means the Kohen went rogue, he's doing something that he's not supposed to do? No. What it means is that the carbon became tameh, or pasul. And because now the carbon is in a situation where you're not allowed to put it on the mizbeach, so the din is, you have to go ahead and burn it. Then, when they would go ahead and burn the carbon, they didn't burn it on the beis hadeshen, but rather nisrafim bebeis habira, we'll see what that is, ve'ina metam bebegodim, and it was a metam bebegodim. In other words, what the Mishnah is saying is that there's two dinim when it comes to burning a carbon. Sometimes you're burning the carbon because that's what the Torah says you're supposed to do, and sometimes you're burning the carbon because of some b'di'evit, because the carbon became pasul. Huge nafkamina. Number one, when you're following orders, when the ikur din of this carbon is to burn, it's done on the beis hadeshen and it's metamah the begodim of those that are oisek in it. When the only reason you're burning it is because it became a pasul, really you weren't supposed to burn it. You're burning it because it became pasul. Now, when it becomes pasul, you are supposed to burn it, but that's called shalaykum mitzvah because that's not really what you were supposed to do. Then you don't burn it on the beis hadeshen. Kadesh and you burn it on the base Habira. Additionally, over there, it's not Metame Begadim. So now we're going to talk a little bit about the Purim Hanisrafen, Sirim Hanisrafen, Kimitzvason, where it is Metame. We're going to talk about when exactly this Tumma went into effect. So in the event that there were Kayhanim that were carrying them on Maitois, right? They're carrying them on poles. So Yatzar Rishon Chutzlachem is Hazara. As soon as the people in the front exited the Chemes Hazara, Vachreinim lo Yatzu, even if the guys in the back didn't exit yet, Harishonim Metame Begadim, Vachreinim Metame Begadim. The ones in the front would be metama begadim, the ones in back not, achi yetsu, until the ones in the back also go out, then they too would become tami. Yatsu, elu ve'elu. What happens once the people in the front and the ones in the back left? Sounds a little redundant. Metama begadim, then it is metama begadim. Rav Shimon says, in metamin, achi yutsa sa'ar beruban. Just taking the parim and asraf, sirin and asraf from outside the chemes ha'azar doesn't make anybody tami. You know when you become tami? When you actually burn it, and it's ready, Yutzas Arba Ruban, where the majority of the basar already is engulfed in this Sreifa. Then the Tumma goes into effect, which means, by the way, it's only the Kayhanim that are involved in that that are going to become Tameh. So if one Kayhan just walked it out of the Azara, he's not even going to be Tameh unless he was involved in the actual Sreifa. Nitacha Basar, what happens once the basar already decays? At that point, in Asir Matame Begotten, any kind that's Messiah in the final stage of the Sreifa, it's not considered a Sreifa anymore, and as a result, he's not going to be Tameh. So a lot just happened in this Mishnah. The Gemara is going to do what it does. So the Gemara is going to start from the following point. The Purim HaNisrafen, the Sirin HaNisrafen, Bizman Shein Nisrafen Kimitzvatsan, Nisrafen Bebei Sadeshen. In Eina Nisrafen Kimitzvasa, meaning the only reason you're burning the carbon is because it's pasul, then it's Nisrafen Bebeis Habira. My beer, what is this Beis Habira? I'm Rabbi Barachan Rabbi Yochan. Rabbi Chana said the name Rabbi Yochan, Mokim Yech Barah Bayis Habira Shmoy. There was a place on the Aram Bayis that was called Bira. It was this place. It was a place. And that place is called the Beis Habira. That's where they used to burn it. Rish Lakish Amakala Bayis Kulikar Habira. Beis Habira doesn't mean a specific place. In fact, the entire Bayis, the entire Makam HaMikdash was called Bira. Shenemar, David HaMelech said, HaBira Asher Achinoisi, the Bira that I prepared. I prepared for his son Shlomo to ultimately build. But the entire Makam HaMikdash is the Bira. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, when the Mishnah says they would burn in the Beis HaBira, it's a specific place in the Makam HaMikdash. According to Reish Lakish, no, it just means somewhere in the Mikdash. But it's actually not a specific place. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Baravu. Shloisha Beis Hadeshonenheim. There were three Beis Hadeshens, meaning there were three places where there were ashes. Deshen literally means ashes. Three places that they would do Sreifa. Beis Hadeshen Godol Hoye Bazar. There was a Beis Hadeshen that was very, very big in the Azar. Shesham Sarfim Psule Kachin Kadashim. Over there they would burn the Psule Kachin Kadashim, all Kachin Kadashim that became Pasul. The Emure Kachim Kalim. Additionally, the Emurim of Kachim Kalim that became Pasul. Parim and Esrafim, Usirin and Esrafim, or the Parim and Esrafim, Usirin and Esrafim, which had a din lechatchila to burn, Abashirin ben Psul Kaidim Zrika. In the event that it became possible before Zrika, so those Parim and Esrafim, Usirin and Esrafim were burnt, not in the place that you burn at Kimitzvasim, but rather in this base Hadeshin Gadol that was in the Azar. That's the first base Hadeshin. Okay, so what was that used for? It was used for Kachay Kadoshim, Emurim Kachim Kalim, and Parim and Esrafim, Musirin and Esrafim, Shirim and Psul Kaidim Zrika. All these things were burnt in the base Hadeshin Gadol that was in the Azar. Ubeis Hadeshin, Acher Hoyo, there was another base Hadeshin, and that wasn't in the Azar, it was Barabayis. Some Sarfin, Parim and Esrafim, Usirim and Esrafim, Shirim and Psul Achaz Rika. In the event that there was a Psul that happened to so that was burnt where? In the base Hadeshen, Acher, that was not in the Azar, that was in the Harabayas. Uke mitzvasan. And when you're burning the Parim HaNasrafim, Sinan HaNasrafim, Kin mitzvasan. I mean, it didn't become possible. The reason you're burning it is because the Torah says that's the Iker Din. So that base Hadeshen was in a third place. In fact, it was Chutz L'Sholish Machnas, learned from Sokom, we'll see later. But that was burnt outside of the Gimel Machnas. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Baravuah, there were three base Hadeshens. There was a Beis Hadeshen in the Azara, Beis Hadeshen on the Harabayas, outside of the Azara, and a Beis Hadeshen that was Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas. What was each one used for? He went ahead and he delineated it. The Beis Hadeshen that was in the Azara, first of all, he says it was Gadol, it was very big. The Beis Hadeshen that was in the Azara, that's where they used to burn Psule Kachin Kadoshim, Emurin Kachim Kalim, and Parim HaNisrafim, where the Psul happened, Faris Rika. Now, what's unique about that? So Rashi says, when did they burn everything in the Beis Hadesh and in the Azara? When the din was that this thing that right now is being burnt is supposed to be in the Azara. So, Kachi Kadoshim always is supposed to be in the Azara, right? There's a psul yoitz if you take it out of the Azara. Kachim Kalim, the Basar is Nechal B'choloir. But the Emuri Kachim Kalim has a din to go on the Mizbeach. It's also Nifsal B'yoitze if it leaves the Azara. That's why, if it becomes possible, it too is going to be burnt over there. And the Parim HaNisrafim and the Sirin HaNisrafim, Fire Dizrika, also you're not allowed to take out. It's Nifsal B'yoitze. So all these things that have a din that they have to be in the Azara, if they became possible at that time, then the halachas, they were burnt in the Azara. In Parim HaNisrafim and Sirin HaNisrafim, Shirim Ben Psul Ach Azrika. Oh, once the Zrika happened already, now there's no Psul Yotzef. Okay, what's the din now? Now the din was you were supposed to take a Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas. Now it became possible, so you're not taking a Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas. But at the very least, there's no Psul Yotzef anymore. So over there, the Zrika Utaka wasn't done in the Azara. It was done on the Beis Hadesh, and that was on the Harabayas. And then finally, Ukim Mitzvah, and then it was Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas. This is the way Rab Nachman said in the name Rabbi Ravu. The Gemara now brings another version. Tony Levi. Levi had a Bryson that had it a little bit differently. There were three Beis Hadeshans. There was a big Beis Hadeshan that was in the Zara. Shasham, Sarfim, Psule, Kachik Adashim, Veimuri, Kachim, Kalim, Uparim, Anisrafim, Usirin, Anisrafim, Shirim, Ben Psul, Bein, Koidim, Zrika, Bein, La'ach, Azrika. So what's the difference? Number one, he includes in it Psule, Kachik Adashim. Okay, so far it's the same. Emuri, Kachim, Kalim is the same. Uparim, Anisrafim, Usirin, Anisrafim, Shirim, Ben Psul, Bein, Koidim, Zrika, Bein, La'ach, Azrika. He doesn't care if it happened before Zrika, La'ach, Azrika. Because according to Levi's Braisa, what matters is not whether the din of the basar is to be in the azar or not, but physically, where did the psul happen? In these cases, the psul always happened in the azar. If the psul happened in the azar, the sreif is going to be in the azar as well. There was a second base hadeshin. Oh, over there, the psul happened b'yitziyasa, and it happened outside. If it happened outside, so now you're not bringing it back into the azar. So now, the sreif is talking going to happen on the base hadeshin. That's on the harabayis. And finally, ukemitzvason. In the event that the psul happened kimitzvason, then it's going to be chutz l'shalosh machnas. What does that mean? It means it didn't become possible, right? That's where you're burning the parim hanisrafim and the sirim hanisrafim, because that's the ikur din. Over there, you do it on the third base hadashen. That was chutz l'shalosh machnas. So we're going to stop here. But the bottom line is that what emerges is that there were times that the basar of the carbon had to be burnt. They actually had to burn it. But there's two dinim in terms of when or why they would burn the basar of a carbon. Sometimes it's because the Torah says that's what you're supposed to do. That's what it says on the prescription. You're supposed to burn this carbon. Sometimes it's because it's possible. Once it's possible, you can't put it on the mizbeach. So what they would do is they would go ahead and they would burn it. The Mishnah already was mechalik between the two things. Number one, the location of where the sreifa took place was different. Additionally, whether the people engaged in the sreifa became tamei or not. That was another nafkamin. When it came to the sreif of the parim hanisrafim, sirin hanisrafim, which the ikur din is to burn. Number one, the sreif was done in what the Mishnah refers to as the Beis Hadeshen. We saw in the Gemara it was chutz l'shalosh machnas. It wasn't just not in the Azar, not in the Harabayas. It had to be outside of even Machni Yisrael. It had to be completely chutz l'shalosh machnas. Additionally, the people engaged became tamei when the sreif of the basar is being done simply because the carbon is possible. So over there, it wasn't done chutz l'shalosh machnas. Where was it? It was done, the Mishnah says, bebeis habira. Mention Machloikis, Rabbi Yechon, Rish Lakish, is Beis Habira place? Is it the entire Makom HaMikdash? But regardless, what we saw in the Hemshech of the Gemara is that even within the world of Karbanis, that apostle, there were two different Beis Hadeshans. Where were those two Beis Hadeshans? One was in the Azara, the other one was in the Harabayas. When did we know which one to use? That seemed to be a Machloikis. According to Rabbi Bar Barchana, or according to Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Bar Avua, what it was tali in was whether or not it happened farzrika or nachzrika, meaning when the thing became possible, when the basar became possible, was the din that it had to be in the Azara, or was the din that it was allowed to leave the Azara? If the din was that it had to be in the Azara, then the sreifa was done in the Azara. If the din was that it was allowed to leave the Azara, the sreifa was done outside the Azara. According to Levi's Braisa, What matters is not whether the din was to keep it in the Azara or not, but physically, where did it take place? If it physically happened in the Azara, then it was done in the Azara. If physically it happened outside of the Azara, then it was done on the Beis Hadesh, and that was on the Har HaBayis. The next part of the daf is actually going to be very geshmak. The Gemara is going to declare a whole bunch of different kachim the geshayilas as it relates to the Parim HaNesrafim and the Sirim HaNesrafim that we will get to Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow night.